Hi, welcome to this special edition of A Gal and a Gay. I'm Mick.
And I'm Kitty. Thanks for listening. Now, we just watched the newest episode of The Walking Dead called Claimed. So we're going to talk about our thoughts in any way. Just have a listen. This is A Gal and a Gay. So a lot happened in this episode. A lot of things. Some really great things, actually.
Yeah, a lot of action.
A lot of
jump out of your seat moments.
Very tense scenes, but also a lot of good character development, I feel like, especially with Michonne and Carl. So,
right.
I mean, I really enjoyed this episode. I think it was better, one of the best of the season, in my opinion. So, let's start with, what do you want to start with?
Let's start with the first scene where we kind of get right into. Well, it starts off with the street sign with the balloons.
Balloon and the walkers like, oh, balloon.
Stupid walker, yeah. After the balloon.
Not really sure why that made me laugh, but
right.
It did.
It was kind of funny.
Yeah.
And then we jump right into Abraham and Tara, and how he said he was smiling after he was
killing those walkers, and Tara's like,
I've never seen anybody like that.
Never seen anybody just kill somebody, you know, joyfully like that.
Right.
So,
and he said he was the luckiest guy in the world. So,
well,
yeah.
I mean, I guess he's alive. I guess that's lucky.
Right.
I don't know if that's real lucky.
He's kind of a nutty
character. He's a little nutty. Yeah, I would say definitely. But
because I think originally, I'm like, you know, you kind of think back to the governor and how he was just so intense.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there was never you knew exactly how the governor was basically going to react.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
I think because Abraham came on so strong, you think, oh, my
he's going to be like crazy governor.
Crazy
like,
governor.
You know, like, yeah, like
military.
Very, yes,
right.
Very, you know, cold, stoic, whatever. But he's not. Yeah, he's a little. He's obviously a little nuts.
Yeah, he is nuts.
But
he's a good guy.
Yeah, he does genuinely seem good. I don't think I don't feel a governor kind of vibe from him at this point. So, you know, we'll see. And I know he's a fan favorite in the books, so we'll see how that goes with Abraham. Tara, I don't know about Tara yet.
I don't know either.
You know, it's like,
Well, she's lost everyone, including her sister, so she's, you know, dealing with
everything. Well, now she feels, I think, guilty, you know, about what happened in the prison. So now she feels like she's probably obligated to stick around with Glenn and help him, you know. So we'll see how that goes. Like I said, I'm not sold on her yet. I don't, you know. I'm indifferent at the moment on her. But Abraham, I do find interesting, so.
Yeah. And then we jumped right into the scene with Carl and Michonne.
Yes, Michonne. Oh, that was a great little scene where they're sitting at the breakfast table. And
I was like, oh my gosh, Carl is a kid again.
Yeah. You know, and Michonne is opening up, and she's having fun, and, you know, she and Carl's relationship, I really like it, you know, because obviously she's kind of taking over mother role for Carl.
Right.
And I just really like that interaction that they're having, you know.
Right. We haven't seen Carl smile or laugh.
No.
I don't even remember.
I don't know if we ever have, but you know, and that's that one scene she was talking with Rick. He's like, thank you for, you know, making him laugh. I haven't heard that in ages. And
well,
he needs you.
And the funny thing is, it seemed at first when I'm watching it, it seems so out of character because you've never seen him kind of, you know, be like that.
Yeah.
And so you're like, oh my gosh, this is Carl. This is him deep down that's starting to come to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And Michonne's kind of helping pull himself out of the shell that he's created.
Yeah, and I think Carl's doing the same for Michonne a lot.
Oh,
you know,
right.
Because she's actually opening up and telling him about her life. You know, we find out she had a 3-year-old son named Andre Anthony.
Yeah.
You know, and she, you know, they're in that other house and they're checking for walkers and stuff. She's like, I'll tell you, a secret every time we clear a room or whatever.
Right.
So we start to learn a little bit about her. And I really like that. I really like Michonne. I really like this, the little pieces of her life that we're finding out just makes me like her more, you know, and when she finds that crazy cheese and she's trying to make her laugh and I really liked it. I really like Michonne.
Yeah. And it's such a great relationship that they're building. And I really, again, love that moment when they're back in the kitchen, but then of course you know, Carl is letting his guard down. He's opening up. Mm-hmm. And then he says something about
Judas'
formula.
Yeah.
And then there, the wall goes back up. He is, you know,
absolutely
back in this apocalyptic world.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of sad. But then again, you know, and I thought it was funny, again, kind of going back to the crazy cheese. And, of course, you know, we had the pudding in the first episode, a couple, and now crazy cheese.
Now crazy cheese.
And,
man, they're just really hitting the jackpot in this neighborhood, really.
They are. Oh, and quite a neighborhood, too.
Yeah.
I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
With the marauders that broke into the house while Rick was upstairs.
I mean, Rick's just taking a nap, and he hears these people downstairs, you know, and then he climbs under the bed. That whole scene was just, I mean...
Right.
Nerve-wracking.
So intense.
Intense, yes. Because, you know, Rick's underneath the bed, and then, you know, this guy's, like, just standing there, and then just, you know, I'm going to take a nap on top of Rick. And so Rick has to sit there while that guy's sleeping, mm-hmm. like, oh, my God. Like.
And I like the way they did it, where we are kind of, they kind of put us in the point of view of Rick, because we don't see their faces originally. So we're like Rick. We see their feet. We
mm-hmm.
see, you know, we're kind of under the bed with him. And so I really like that. Because, I mean, they obviously could have done, like, showing them walk up the stairs,
uh-huh.
see their face, you know, and you're starting.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, we only hear them also. We only see their feet. Like,
mm-hmm.
So I think that added a good suspense element to it, because we're like, oh, my God,
mm-hmm.
what do? You know, you're trapped
right.
under this bed. You can't, you
and
have
just,
no weapons. You know.
Right.
And they're obviously not friendly guys, because
no.
that other guy chokes the other guy for
right.
being in the
and
bed.
Then he falls to the floor, and then he looks over, sees Rick. He can't do anything because
uh-huh.
he's being choked. But then again, it's like, did he pass out? Did he die? Is he going to become a walker?
Yeah.
And at that point, I mean, even if he's passed out, Rick knows he has to get out of there because
mm-hmm.
he's going to wake up
mm-hmm.
and alert the other guy. But
yeah.
it's like, what kind of group is this?
I know.
They're just killing each other.
They're killing each other. I know, exactly. So why... I don't know.
Right. And it seemed like they killed someone downstairs, too. Or there was some kind of scuffle or something.
There was some sort of scuffle, I think, so.
But, then it keeps, again, kind of keeps jumping back and forth. And then we go back to where you're talking about Michonne and Carl
mm-hmm.
going through the house. And
oh, yeah.
And, you know, at this point when they're playing that little game, it's like, you know, they're bonding.
They're bonding, yes.
And I like how she said she's never told anyone. And
yeah.
she's like... But it's not really a secret
yeah.
that I had a child.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, my God. So she is now out of her shell.
Yeah.
Because she's starting to kind of come around and
realize, you know, I do need people. You know,
well, she
like
needs
I
to talk about it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah. You know, to get over that. So I really like that. That scene where she finds that family in the room.
Well, let's talk about the picture before she.
Yeah, the picture was crazy. That's what I want. Where did this? What is this picture?
I have no idea.
You know, it was.
You got a retweet on that, didn't you?
Yeah, we did get a retweet on that. I said, you know, oh, that's what a beautiful painting. Not creepy at all.
Not creepy at all.
Not creepy at all. And someone retweeted that. A little. I don't know. It obviously, I think, was a painting of sort of a walker.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looked like to me.
Yeah.
So I wonder if someone in that house painted that, you know, when all that started going down and then they just all decided to off each other. So.
But how was it propped up against the outside door? You know what I mean?
I mean, it was also wrapped up. Like it was,
right.
you know, like they were going to move or something. So. I don't know. Or maybe
yeah.
it was just, maybe it was just before all the apocalypse stuff started happening and they,
right.
just their sense of art. They like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's so weird. And then find that family. And,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was definitely weird.
Well, and I also like how Michonne was very sad when she saw that
mm-hmm.
family. You know, obviously it was like a mass murder suicide, so. Obviously.
Well, and then you have to wonder, we still don't know how her
yeah,
son died.
We don't.
Could
You're
that
right.
have been something, or maybe it could have been something that she created in her mind knowing where they were, you know, something
mm-hmm.
like that. Maybe she didn't witness it, but she knows something like something similar happened.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
no, that's a good point. Maybe that, yeah, maybe it is.
Mm.
I don't know. Yeah, that was a really sad scene, you know, and then she wouldn't let Carl see it, and Carl didn't really... push the issue. It seemed like he just kind of understood that something wasn't good in there. So
right, she said it was a dog or something like that.
So
obviously, you know, they're both making strides and dealing with things, but you know, there's she's still, you know, keeping things kind of close to the vest. But yeah, so. Good, and then of course we jump to Glenn waking up in the back of the truck.
Yes, Glenn in the back of the truck, and we find out that, you know, they've been driving for three hours. Yeah, they're trying to get to DC because Abraham and this guy Eugene and Rosita, this woman they're with, they're getting to DC because apparently Eugene has, you know, knows how to save the world. Apparently,
the fate. Yeah. The entire human race.
He knows how to save the world. He's got connections. Or
he also has a mullet.
And also a very sweet mullet. A lot of people were commenting on the mullet in on Twitter. And actually, we tweeted something. What did we tweet? Sorry, Eugene. Scientists don't wear mullets. And we got some retweets with that, and it's absolutely true. Like I was talking to my dad, who is a big Walking Dead fan, as I told you, and he reads the comics, and he told me that Eugene is in the book, not what he appears, obviously.
And but Abraham is butted.
That's the thing. Like, I feel like as viewers, we can tell there's something not quite right about you, Eugene. Like, you seem like you're probably full of shit, but Abraham seems to buy into it all, and by that, everybody who's with Abraham seems to believe it. So. I don't know. I mean, just the fact that he, like, panicked when all those walkers came out of the cornfield and just, like...
Well, and he acted like he didn't even know how to use the gun.
Yeah.
So it kind of seems like maybe Abraham has kind of been the heavy hand.
Yeah, well, obviously, Abraham is military, ex-military, you know, so I'm sure he does kind of probably handle all that stuff, and Eugene's just kind of...
But you would think by brains. Now... Right.
Parentheses, brains. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, like, he totally shot up the truck and kind of screwed them, so thanks a lot, Eugene.
But he saved them from some zombies and saved Glenn from getting his ass beat by Abraham.
That's true.
I think at this point, I mean, I know Glenn doesn't want to believe Maggie said and whatever, but it's like, you're going to walk 3 hours?
Yeah, 3 hours back to go look for
And that was driving 3 hours.
Yeah, exactly. That was driving 3 hours. So what is that?
Right.
I don't even know how many miles that would be, but it would be
a lot.
A lot. You know, and that, I think he just wants to get back to the bus and see if she's on that bus, you know? And it's like, yeah, I know. I get it.
Which also, exactly that's what Maggie was trying to do.
Yeah, exactly what Maggie did. So I understand it, but it's also, you know...
Yeah.
It's a little like, really?
And Glenn is, I think, yeah, Glenn is the only one who doesn't have someone with him who was part of the original group or the prison.
Yeah, you're right.
So Tara is, and she was obviously the camp that was trying to come in and take over with the governor. So Glenn is basically by himself.
Yeah, basically. I mean, he doesn't know Tara, you know, but she's there. You know, he's really, I mean... He knows Tara more than he knows Abraham or Eugene or the other.
But not by much, because the only interaction he had with her was right before he was injured and passed out, and that's when Abraham showed up.
Yeah.
But again, you know, Abraham, you know, Glenn's trying to get off, you know, the truck. They won't stop. He has to bash the window. That's, you know, created a confrontation. And, you know, this is where we see, you know, Abraham is like, look, we all have to kind of stick together. I'm sorry for, you know, your wife, but, you know, we need to stick together. Yeah. We need each other. Exactly. It's basically the same speech that Glenn gave
Tara. Yeah. Wait, at the end. It's like, I need you.
Right.
You know, I can't make it without
you. But now Glenn's going to change it. Nope. You know.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah. I have to find my wife. So. Excuse me.
Which there's a chance. I mean, he's not even thinking of the chance, or he's not letting on that. Well, maybe we'll find someone else. I mean, he is specifically just looking for Maggie. And he also knows from Tara that Herschel...
Yeah, Herschel's dead.
Dead.
Yeah. And I think that's probably another reason that he wants to find Maggie is because Herschel's dead now. And, you know, I'm sure he just wants, you know, make sure she's okay and all that sorts of stuff. So, I mean, I feel like I'm sure they will... get reunited at some point in time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So
definitely.
Yeah.
But yeah, so basically, Glenn takes off, Tara takes off, and then Abraham just comes up and starts beating. Well, Glenn threw the first
punch. Well, yeah, Glenn did throw the, which I was surprised. I
mean, right, he knocked this big
Abraham's
guy.
Abraham's a big guy, yeah. Right. But, you know, Glenn's also at a point where he's like, I don't care anymore. I have to find Maggie. This is what I'm going to do, so.
Well, and probably Glenn wants closure if she is dead.
Yeah,
he needs to see for himself that she was part of the massacre on the bus, which actually Maggie caused. You know? I mean, they were zombies. They took them off last episode, I think. And I can see his point, but damn, 3 hours and they were driving?
3 hours and you're going to be walking and you have like
I would have probably, it's like, why don't we take over the truck? You know, like, get him out, and then, say, you're coming with me, or we're going this way, and then we'll go to, and then you guys can go on to D.C.
Well, and that's when Eugene, you know, because Abraham's like, I don't want to do this, but then Eugene's like, well, you know, it's clear this way, we'll find another car, and then we'll go to D.C. I'm smarter than you.
And he's like, oh, yeah, you are.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, totally. Like, this, I just, like...
Between the two of them is like, so weird.
Like,
but maybe it is that confidence thing.
Maybe
that
it is
they
that
were just talking, watching the talk he did right before.
Maybe that's what it was, but...
Maybe he does respond to confidence, because Tara showed confidence... He started to respect her.
That's true.
Glenn, he did beat him up, but he respected him.
Yes.
So, and obviously Eugene has confidence in a different way. He can pull the wool over your eyes thinking that he's smarter. It'll be interesting to find out, like, what kind of information does he see? Like,
he claims know some stuff.
Right,
like,
but is he really saying that stuff to them?
Yeah, I don't think
he
is.
Or is he just holding
it? I think he's just it's classified. Remember, he's like,
classified.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So he's probably pulling that card, you know, and being like, yeah, we need to go to D.C.
Didn't he say something about a satellite phone?
Yeah, he has a satellite phone with him, and he says that he's been in contact with the government for the past 2 weeks. It's been silent. So... Again, my dad said, I don't want to, you know, if you're a huge fan of the books, you probably already know that he's full of shit, but my dad said he's not what he appears to be, so it'll be interesting to see if they follow that in the series, too. But, you know, I guess when you're in a desperate situation like that, you're going to believe anything, really, just for a shred of hope. But, you know, just from an outside point of view, I'd be like, why do you believe this guy? Like, without any... concrete evidence. He guy says he's been talking to someone on the phone, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just saying.
If he was talking to somebody, I want to be there for those conversations.
Exactly. I
want to
hear them.
I want to say something.
Yeah, I want to say something. Exactly. I want to hear these things. Don't just tell me you're hearing. You're talking to these people without any sort of, you know, confirmation.
Because it's the end of the world. You don't really know exactly what's going on. I want to know that I'm not being led into a trap.
Yeah, absolutely.
You
know? I know. What did they say? That he knows what caused all this, too, so... I don't know.
I really hope that as we get further into this series, that starts to be explored.
Yeah,
you know?
Really? Like, what...
Like, with season one,
CDC.
Like, let's get back to...
I
understand. We're following a group of survivors. The group is dwindling.
Dwindling,
the size... But it's like, let's kind of explore that. I would like to know a little bit more about that.
Yeah.
Just even if it's some scenes where they do get a hold of somebody on a satellite phone and you're able to, and then they lose contact. You know, just we need some little bit more nuggets.
I think, absolutely. I mean, and I think if you're a survivor in this world too, wouldn't you want to know what caused all this? I mean, what turned these people into... monsters. Like, why do we all have this, and why is this happening?
Well, and why is it still inside you, so you turn into them, even if you die of natural causes?
Like, what caused this?
Right.
You know, and I hope they really do explain that or explore that. I think that would be a really interesting thing to get into, because
it's like, how do you even end this series?
Yeah, how do you end this series? I mean,
even if ratings start to
get
down,
is there going to be a cure, you know, like, or is everybody just going to die?
Right.
Yeah.
You would think there has to be some kind of cure or something to figure out something, you know, like...
There has to be some sort of hope, like, in the fact... It just can't be all apocalypse. Like, there has to be, like...
It can't be global.
Yeah,
like, that's
you know what
the
I mean?
Thing, like...
Or, yeah, or there can't just be, you know, nobody survived this. Or, you know, like, I know that the CDC fell, whatever, and landed, but, like, you know, there's got to be, like, a military base. There's got to be some sort of survivors who are connected to that sort of thing, you know? Like, yeah. Surely the president's okay, right? Who knows? I know, who knows. But, you know, there's got to be pockets of somebody out there who is looking into this sort of thing.
Right.
There was the one guy at CDC. He didn't make it, but, you know.
Right. Now it kind of makes me want to go back and rewatch season one, at least.
I know.
Just like, oh, because that was more of the what's happening.
Yeah,
right,
what's
then
happening?
There.
What caused this? How do we fix this? Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, in the past few seasons, it's just been about surviving, which, you know,
mm-hmm.
I understand.
Yeah, you
but, need. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, they're on their way to find Maggie.
Yeah.
And they are far, far...
They are far away, so...
So, unless they find another vehicle... And
yeah.
Whatever. So, that'll take some time.
Yeah.
So, anyway, after that, we go back to Rick. Rick, under the bed, he gets out from under the bed.
Uh-huh.
There's...
Or that guy was
whole,
sleeping, and
right.
then, oh, I mean, that whole scene was just intense, because there are moments where you think, oh, he's going to get caught, oh, God, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then he doesn't, but then...
Then he goes into the boys' room,
uh-huh.
and then there's that guy with the
yeah, the guy with the
with
ball.
The ball,
yeah.
He's throwing it against, and I was like, what is going...
I know.
Like, what are you...
And
yeah.
he couldn't get any of the windows open, and then, you know...
I was like... Why are you... I mean, that would just make sound. Like, these guys have machine guns.
I know.
You have nothing.
Nothing. You have nothing.
Like...
Well, you know, and Rick's panicking, you know, because there's these guys in the house, but then he knows that, you know, Michonne and Carl are heading their way
right.
back, so he's trying to get out so he can warn them, and, oh my God, that whole scene was just
mm.
super intense. Like, you know, and then...
Well, then when he does... He goes back to the room... Or something. And then he goes in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then closes the door and makes... It's pretty loud.
It's pretty loud.
Right,
I know.
Right.
Well,
right.
even... There's that one scene where he shuts the door and that guy was like right there. It's like, dude, you didn't hear
you
that
didn't
door.
Hear that door shut?
You didn't hear that door shut? It was
but
pretty
then we,
loud.
But then we find out there's a guy on the toilet
yeah.
or sitting down. I don't know.
He's just hanging out in the bathroom.
But like, and they struggle. Like... How
struggle pretty loud, yeah, like
here.
Knocking stuff over,
right.
like crunching in
the
mirrors, yeah, like it was pretty loud.
How
but
do you not hear that?
Maybe all those guys were downstairs at that point. I don't know.
Yeah, but you were above stairs. I mean,
yeah, I know.
These are old houses.
I'm sure you could hear people upstairs.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, granted, they might have thought. I mean, look, that other guy did kill that other guy.
Yeah.
So
no one noticed
they struggled
that. Yeah.
or whatever. So I guess this is maybe just a thing. But you don't know how many people.
But maybe
there are.
Those guys aren't real smart.
Right.
So who knows? I
but
don't know.
Rick did survive that.
Rick got out.
Shocking.
Yeah.
No.
Shocking.
You know, grabbed the gun. And then what I thought was funny, and I called it when we were watching, where did Rick get the jacket from? That guy wasn't wearing a jacket.
Where did he get that jacket?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Maybe
but
he
it looked
had
like
the jacket.
His jacket.
It did look like his jacket, but I don't think it was his jacket.
No, because he didn't have a jacket
no.
coming from the prison.
I don't know. Maybe it was
so
just
like,
it was there, I guess.
And then he's hanging out on the roof, and then he's going to come down. It's like, oh, come
well,
on.
Well, there was that, you know,
dead.
At one point those guys were talking about how they found Michonne's shirt, and they were like, oh, there's a lady's shirt here.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and here I was like, oh, my God. I hope they, like, I really hope they don't find, like, Michonne. Well, Michonne will kill them.
Right.
I'm not worried
exactly.
about that, but, you know, it's
yeah.
like they kind of think started to realize maybe there's somebody here, or there
mm-hmm.
was somebody here. So that was just interesting. But then, you know, Rick gets out, and then that guy is up on the, that guy with the stupid ball is out on the porch.
Oh, right.
Eating
right.
something out of a can,
mm-hmm.
and
not pudding.
I think it was probably fruit or something.
Fruit, yeah, like fruit.
But you know, Jesus. Then you know, Carl. I mean, then Carl and Michonne are starting to come up, and you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, Rick's just about to like kill this guy, but then
right.
there's a commotion from inside.
There's
the
a
guy,
zombie, or
yeah,
something.
I think probably the guy turned into a
so
zombie.
So the guy
yeah.
turned into a zombie.
Yeah.
It's like. These guys must be idiots.
They must be idiots.
Idiots with guns.
Absolutely. So that guy goes running back in, and then at that moment, Rick, you know, runs and gets Michonne and Carl, and they make it off safely. But, I mean, man, that was a really good scene, I thought. Mm-hmm. Just very intense, very well done. So good job, Walking Dead. I like these intensity scenes, so.
I know. Especially when it picks up. And it's so funny, like, when Michonne was going through the house, like, the music was, like, intense. Yeah. And, like, how can these zombies just jump out of nowhere?
I know.
They made so much noise. And luckily, they didn't.
Yeah.
But it's just like, the music was building up, and you're like, okay, well, something's going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
And then
can't wait
it
for
ends.
It.
And I'm like, okay, that's good. We need those little moments like that where you think something's going to happen, and it doesn't happen. Because then, of course, they'll get you next time.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, no, it's good. I mean, I'm glad they obviously, you know, they reunited at the end. They're on their way.
Mm-hmm.
And you called it. You said that, what you know, Rick was looking at something, and you're like,
they found the Terminus sign. So.
For the sanctuary.
And it seems like that they're going for it. You know, mm-hmm. I forget what she said, but it was pretty much like, you know, why not? We should go check it out. So, so it sounds like they're on their way to this Terminus, and...
But the thing is, it's like... What about those marauders?
I know.
What? They can... Maybe they can't read, but I'm pretty sure they can. I mean, what do they do in those situations?
I don't know.
Like, obviously, not everyone that's heading to your sanctuary...
It's going
to
be good. Yeah.
Right.
Like, does he really needs to be helped? You know what
right.
I mean? So
I mean, if the governor couldn't handle it in Woodbury, then how...
I feel like we'll probably see those guys again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that one... A guy who with the ball, I've seen him and stuff before, and I feel like he's probably, you know...
Oh, so he's an actor that's not going to be there for two
exactly.
scenes.
Like, he's not a nobody. He's been in a lot of stuff. I don't know his name, but I feel like I wouldn't say he's going to be, like, a big character. He might have been on Supernatural.
Damn it, I was the one that brought it up.
That's how it works. Excellent. You'll be a fan in no time.
And you were saying you talked to your dad about the sanctuary.
And that's not in the comics, apparently. Huh. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's pretty big to jump in from that's something that's not in the comics.
I know.
It seems to be like, you know, someplace that we're going to be for the rest of the season, if not into
I know,
next season.
Absolutely. At least into next season, I'm sure it'll be a big thing, if they even get there. But who knows? Maybe they'll show up and it's, you know, gone. You know, maybe
right.
it's been destroyed, so who knows?
That's true, but we do know that Carol and Tyrese...
mm-hmm. And the kids.
The kids, Lizzie and...
Yeah, are heading there.
And Judith.
Oh, yeah!
Oh,
see, there we go.
Good.
That'll be nice. But then, you know, there'll be the whole Carol, Tyrese thing, because Rick will be like, oh, hey, you guys are hanging out now?
Right.
Really?
Right. Well, we know Rick won't say anything.
Yeah, Rick
But something
Rick.
Will come up.
Something.
And we're going to find out
Lizzie
the one.
Is Lizzie.
It
She's
is.
Crazy. She's
she
crazy.
Is. Oh, maybe that's going to be Carl's girlfriend.
I could see it.
Right? They're about the same age.
Well, I think they kind of were kind of buddies at the prison, and I think, you know, you could see that. Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
Mm.
And then you find out she's a psycho.
Right.
But, you know, Carl's a little unbalanced, too, so.
Oh, boy. Yeah. But I do like Carl. I know you don't, but.
No, I don't hate Carl. I like Carl. I'm liking him more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In this
not,
episode, really, again,
yeah.
that scene between the two of them in the beginning was
He's
fantastic.
Not so, he's getting better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like he's super whiny anymore, you know.
Yeah.
So, it was overall really good episode.
Good episode.
Yeah, great
and
episode.
The only ones missing from this episode, Maggie.
Maggie.
And
Beth and Daryl.
Yeah.
And then
with a preview
after
the show.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be Beth and Daryl a lot next episode.
I don't know, and it sounds like we're back to Beth's diary.
I know.
Oh,
well, I was reading some review somewhere about the last episode or the mid-season premiere, and somebody's like, you know, oh, there's Beth. Like, they still don't know what to do with Beth. And it's true. It's like,
she's
not, you don't really know what to do with Beth. Like, I don't think anybody really likes her, you know, in the way that people like Maggie or Glenn or Daryl.
Right.
It's like, and for the longest time, we can never remember her name until we looked it up. So,
that's
you know,
true.
Yeah, it just made me laugh. And you're like, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do with Beth. And so, I don't know. Maybe they're just, they're trying to give her more to do. They're trying to make her more
well,
of a...
And they paired
solid
her up,
character.
Right, and they paired her up with the one person who
we
is
know,
going to teach her
yeah.
what...
And we know who is safe, like, who's not going to die.
Right.
You know, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. And it being Daryl that's a fan favorite, maybe they're trying to pair them up so people be like, oh, we like Beth because
mm-hmm.
she's with Daryl.
Or this is going to be a part of character development for Beth, and she's going to... learn how to be stronger, learn how to be
yes,
independent of Maggie
absolutely.
And everyone else. And
I think we've already seen that a little bit. I mean, from when she went on the farm, you know, when she mm-hmm. was near suicide, tried to kill herself. Geez, even then, she knows how to fight a little bit more, and she's a little more... Remember how she was very detached to that boy she was dating?
Oh,
was
right.
that her? Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
yeah,
remember
yeah.
the
and
boy?
He
went out, he's like, oh, I just want to say, you know, oh, she's like, I don't want to say goodbye or whatever, but then he ends up dying,
yeah.
you know? So I think she's definitely grown in that aspect
mm-hmm.
since the farm. She's gotten a little more strong, I guess, but she's still, yeah, I think she could still need some work.
Yeah.
So.
I just hope that it's kind of like how this episode was, where it's going to be a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
A
yeah.
little bit
that's
of,
what I'm hoping to. I really hope
instead
it's,
of
I hope it's
all
not going to be
and,
all Daryl and Beth, because I don't know if I can handle whole Daryl. Beth and Daryl.
Right.
I could handle all Daryl, but
yeah,
Beth.
Yeah.
Mm.
And that damn diary.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm thinking it probably is going to be all them, because last. Preview. It showed Michonne, Rick.
Yeah, that's true. They
Abraham.
didn't show anybody else in this preview. But, you know.
Maybe they don't have a certain formula, and that was just kind of the way to.
Yeah.
What they're doing it. Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, so that's really all my thoughts, but we're going to. You know, we were tweeting, live tweeting during this episode, as we do every Sunday. So I just want to shout out to a few people who, like, favorited and retweeted our
mm-hmm.
tweets. There's someone, Hope Elizabeth, favorited our tweet. Tyrone and October 21st. They all retweeted and favorited some of our tweets. So I thank you for that. We really appreciate that. Thanks
right.
for following along and enjoying our tweets because we like doing it. So
and also TWD fan site,
yeah.
the Walking Dead fan site. They I guess they're going to promote our podcast on their Kumbaya community.
Yeah, I hope so. So thanks for offering to do that, guys.
Yeah, that's
you know,
awesome.
You guys also had some really great tweets that I retweeted.
Oh, yeah,
and
what
I, like,
they have?
I now I can't find it. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's awesome. So here's one of their tweets. Dr. Eugene
Oh, that's
Porter,
the one, yes.
A.K.A. Billy Ray Cyrus, circa 1992. Oh,
that one
really
made me laugh, and I retweeted and favorited that, so sorry. But yes, good job with the Billy Ray Cyrus reference.
Right.
Circa 1992, which is super mullet. Yeah, so... those guys are great. So if you are a Walking Dead fan, we recommend following them because
mm-hmm.
they are a really great fan site. It's TWD fan site, so find them on Twitter. Yeah, so we had a really great time tweeting this. We do this every time, every episode, we're live tweeting it. So just follow us along at A Gallon A Gay
mm-hmm.
and let us know your comments. Tweet us, you know, DM us, whatever, about the Walking Dead, and we'd
yeah.
love to share your comments.
Facebook us, all that. And of course, again, please rate us on iTunes. We really, really appreciate that. You can give us as many stars, hopefully all stars, all 5 stars.
All 5 stars, please.
And then you can leave a review, too. So
yes, please. Do
that.
That. Yeah, again, A Gallon A Gay on Twitter, A Gallon A Gay on Facebook, and A Gallon A Gay at Gmail is our email address. So comment, email us, all that good stuff. We'd love to hear from you. Looking ahead to next week. We're very excited because the Olympics are over, so now TV's back.
TV is...
Finally. So a lot of our shows are on hiatuses because of the Winter Olympics, and now that that's over, they're coming back. So look forward to some reviews about those shows, just, you know, and all the news and stuff we find during the week and whatever else we want to talk about. So
right, and we always do our regular segments Ignoring Reality
mm-hmm.
and what we're obsessed with.
Yes.
So if there's something you're obsessed with,
yeah.
Send us a message, whatever, contact us. And also if you can also nominate who you think might
yeah.
be Ignoring Reality.
Tell us who you think is Ignoring
kind of
Reality and
yeah.
we would love to have some feedback on that.
Right. Something other than Justin Bieber
yeah.
or Miley Cyrus.
So I feel like that could be every week,
right.
really,
right.
especially the Biebs. So
oh, boy. So, anyway, all right, and Supernatural's back this week.
It is this week. So, yeah, look forward to that.
Oh, can't wait.
You mentioned it twice.
Oh, I did.
And I didn't even bring it up. You did.
Next time, I'll never mention it. So,
all right, I will.
Right.
If you don't, I will. Anyway, okay, thanks for listening, y'all. You have a good night.
Yeah, good week, too.